Welcome back to Course Correction. I'm Fareed Guillot. In our final segment, we are honored to be joined by Missouri Congressman Sam Graves. He is the chair of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and has taken a keen interest in general aviation. He's a pilot, aircraft owner, and restorer. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, thanks for catching up with that. I know when elected representatives come here, there's a lot of people want to talk to you. So I know that you were just trying to keep up with your whole schedule. So thanks for coming over and joining us. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love Oshkosh. So
tell us a little bit about some of the airplanes that you own and restore. Because I was trying to look up and see what's the current fleet in the hangar right now.
A lot of projects. We got a lot of Cub projects, actually, and some Stinson projects. But I have a PA-11 that's flying, and I own in partnership a T-6 and a BT-13, and then I fly for various museums. I also own a Seneca. I use that for traveling around the district, and then I'm helping a museum out when it comes to restoration of a Beach AT-10. It'll be the only one flying from the war, what's left from the war. So
Wow, that's cool. So obviously this is like a respite almost.
Yeah, you know? It is.
A little bit cooler than D.C. at this time of the summer.
Very much so. And in fact, the weather's been awesome.
Yeah, I have been actually wearing almost like long sleeve pajamas in the tent every night. It's been a little bit chilly. So the FAA reauthorization finally got through. Yep. Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights you feel that are really successful with this legislation.
So, very proud of this legislation. It's a very bipartisan piece of legislation, and in a time when very little is actually moving through Congress and getting signed into law, it's particularly rewarding to see that done. But this contains the very first ever GA title in the bill, and what that means is we give a specific section just to general aviation and all the provisions that apply to general aviation and things that we're changing, things are existing law, and that'll make it precedent. So it'll be there from now. FAA reauthorizations from now forward will have a GA title. And basically, GA is the foundation of our entire aviation system. So we want to give it the prominence and the stature that it needs and deserves. And so within there, we've got a lot of good stuff. A couple of things that I'm particularly proud of: expanding basic med. We're taking it up to 12.5 and 7 seats in the aircraft.
Wow.
And you can climb to 18,000 just outside of Class A airspace. And so that is a huge expansion, and is going to be used by a lot of pilots. Another thing we did was prevent the FAA from using any safety enhancement technology like ADS-B in an enforcement action. They were never supposed to do that, and they've been doing it, and so we're preventing that from happening. We increased AIP, which is Airport Improvement Program, to $4 billion a year. We did that within the Aviation Trust Fund. There's the money there to do that. And I also put the provision in there that 70% of that goes to small and medium-sized airports. And what that translates into is $1 billion a year is going to be now spent on GA airports. And so that's very good news for all of our small communities and towns that have a good airport, and we want to keep it that way.
Yeah, because airports are always under the threat of development, and to have those improvements and with the federal money tied to that, that really helps.
It does. It really does help. And most small communities, they can't do it on their own. They can't make it work, but those airports are vitally important to those communities, and we want to keep them that way.
We only have a few minutes, but medical issues, especially mental health, has received more interest from EAA members. I know the reauthorization contains some sections updating both general medical and mental health standards, and we thank you for that in general. You also signed a bipartisan letter to the FAA back in February asking them to work more to modernize the system. What are your thoughts on what they've done?
Well, we need to do a better job of returning pilots, who have had a medical issue, whatever the case may be, being able to recertify them and get them back in the cockpit. The FAA is very slow to do that, and there are many medical issues that basically are you walk away and completely cured, and there's not a problem anymore. So the FAA needs to do a better job of saying yes to our pilots out there that are struggling with that, and recertification is a big part of this.
What in the, so now the reauthorization is done, what are you looking for in the future, especially in your committee?
So now what we're actually going through the implementation process now. So we've passed the law. Now we have to do the rulemaking, and we have to make very, be very sure that the bureaucrats don't rewrite legislation through the rulemaking process, that they adhere to the intent of Congress and what we intended the law to be. So that's a big part of that, and as well as several other transportation issues that we have. We cover all modes of transportation, everything from pipelines to aviation, you know, rail, highways, bridges, all of our ports. And so it's there's a lot to do.
What is the best way, not only people in your district, but, you know, aircraft owners, enthusiasts, pilots, to communicate with your committee about concerns?
Just, you can get online and look up the Transportation Committee, and all the contact information is there. And call my staff and let us know what your problem or your issue is, and we'll try to help.
You staying for the night air show?
I am.
Oh, excellent. Here. Yeah, everybody's going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
You bet.
Sam Graves represents the 6th District of Missouri in Congress. He also has the honor of being my last guest of AirVenture 2024. Up next, Paul Prydecker, Wireless Mike, have more live interviews with Squawk 1200 on EAA Radio.